Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. We are back from our vacations, as many of you are as well.
Did you go see any movies? Vacation, kill some time?
No, I didn't, because I was with the family, and then when I came back, I had this cold. I got on the plane, so I just sort of vegetated.
I would say Yes Man.
And?
Jim Carrey.
Is it good?
Not too bad.
Okay.
You know, don't go in expecting a bunch.
Right. They show everything in the trailer.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Is it a funny movie?
It's okay. I mean, I laughed out loud maybe a couple times, but it wasn't really meant to be laughed out loud at, I guess. I don't know. It was good. It was all right. It wasn't a total waste of time. But it was weird because I put in like a home theater system, basically surround sound in the room, and that 52-inch TV that I bought myself for Christmas.
Right.
Is I build this home theater surround sound, then I go to the movies. What am I doing?
Could've rented.
So, yeah, I went to see Yes Man, and Jim Carrey obviously pulls in a lot of money at the box office. There you see his name. He pulls in a lot of money. Who do you think was voted in 08 as the star who generated the most box office revenue for theaters?
I don't know the answer to this.
If you see his name on the marquee. Oh, crap. If you see their name on the marquee.
Okay, it's a he.
Then you can pretty much guarantee cha-ching.
Now, I don't know the answer to this, so don't say that I knew it and I'm acting like I don't. But I'm going to guess someone you wouldn't expect who happens to be in a lot of successful movies. I'm going to guess Lawrence Fishburne.
I'm going to guess you are a bizarre man.
No? Okay, never mind.
I am going to guess.
I definitely know that you didn't see the story.
I didn't see the story either, so trust me, but I'm going to go. I swear.
Well, I have a picture over here, too. Did you see his picture in my paper?
No, okay. I really didn't. I'm going to go with Will Smith.
Cheater.
I really didn't cheat.
Oh, Will Smith.
I just have to have his picture sitting over here in my
room. I can't tell. That looks like Tay Diggs. I can't see from here. I didn't
know that. Oh, they look like to you, don't they? That's what you're saying. Yeah, Will Smith.
Yeah.
If he has a movie out, it's going to make money. Did you see Hancock?
No.
It grossed $228 million.
I saw I Am Legend and was sorry. I was like,
But you went to see it.
I did go to see it. Yeah.
In order, after Will Smith, you had Robert Downey Jr. pulls in the cash.
Yes, but you have to say
Iron
a big
Man.
Bulk of that is from Iron Man. See, Will Smith's had dozens and dozens of successful movies. Downey Jr. hasn't had dozens and dozens of them. He's had one huge one in the last year.
Well, of 2008, he was voted. If his name was there, he wins.
I was also going to say Steve Carell. Is that on there?
Nope. Not on the list. Following Robert, Christian Bale.
What? No. No one goes, wow, I cannot wait to see that Christian. No, I don't buy
Batman.
That.
Batman?
No.
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf. What's that face for? You don't like Shia?
No.
Who goes to a movie because he's in it? I think you go to a movie and he's in it.
Well,
he did
Raiders of the Lost Ark this year.
But anybody could have done those.
Neighbor movie.
Yeah, but you don't go see a movie like Bobby just because he's in it. You see a movie like Bobby and then he happens to be in it.
Right.
Harrison Ford follows Shy.
Okay.
All right.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler is the kind of guy, in my opinion, you go because you want to see Adam Sandler. Right?
You know what you're getting when you go.
Yeah, and it's like Jim Carrey.
Telling you.
You know what you're going to get.
Reese Witherspoon, first woman on the list.
Hmm.
Okay.
She's in a movie, you go see it because you figure it's going to be good.
Yeah, I like her.
George Clooney.
No.
Angelina Jolie. And finally, Daniel Craig.
Mm.
Oh, the Bond guy.
I just watched that again, too, over the break. The Bond movie. Is it the sequel to that?
Hey, stop it.
Oh, you know what movie you should run out? I just joined Netflix.
That was my throat.
You really should. A movie that I think you should see. I stumbled upon it because I signed up for Netflix, and it was like, well, pick six movies to start. And I was like, I don't...
Don't you love Netflix, by the way?
Yeah, it's like getting a little present in the mail. And so I just kind of, you know, picked these ones, you know. And then I picked one called Fred Claus just because it was a Christmas. I thought it was going to come right at Christmas, and if we had kids and stuff, I was like, oh, it'll be perfect. But it came late, and we ended up watching it last night.
Paul Giamatti is Santa. I can't buy it.
It was actually pretty decent. But, a movie that you should run out and see, and I think it's right up Frosty's alley especially, is Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Which is the end of an Irish toast. I'm going to move the first part.
May you be in heaven a half an hour before the devil knows you're dead. Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah, it's Ethan Hawke, who sort of reminds me of Frank in some ways.
Frank used to look like him a lot. Ethan
was thinner.
Well, Ethan's thinner now.
Way better looking. He's like...
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's easy. He's kind of skanky, but there is a sort of a Frank Kramer quality, I guess.
There was a time in Ethan Hawke's life when he made the movie Midnight Clear, which is a great movie, Midnight Clear. He looked just like Frank. Now, that was, what, 10 years ago, I'm guessing? Mm. 10, 12 years ago?
Never heard of it.
Frank's age and Ethan Hawke's age at that time, they looked like they could be clones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since then, Ethan Hawke lost a lot of weight. And he had his heart broken by, her name?
Yeah, but he's
and
way he on the mend.
Emaciated after that.
Yeah.
And Frank's looking all scruffy-like now. So.
But Ethan Hawke, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Marissa Tomei, Albert Finney.
Oh.
Good movie. Don't read anything about it, because it kind of ruins it. After I watched it, I put it back in the Netflix sleeve, and I was like, oh, I didn't even see what really this is about. And I was like, two brothers and I...
Well, don't read it.
Right.
Why did they do that?
It told exactly... I was like, well, had I known that, that would have... not been suspenseful at all. So please don't read it if you see it. Just rent it.
Who started that and why? Why?
That's really bad. I'm like,
you go to Blockbuster, you pick the thing up, you look at it, and you read the plot.
Yeah.
And now that you've read it, there's no suspense in watching it.
Because there's one thing that, you know, where you kind of like, oh my God, in the movie, where if you read the back, you go, well, I wouldn't have had that moment.
Right.
Well, you do have the book, too. Read the back of the book.
Well, don't do that either.
Yeah, I don't.
See what the book's going to be about.
Mm-mm.
Don't.
Well, if you started it, books.
Don't copy books. What do you know?
Well, it had to be somebody before then.
So what's that called again?
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
I will recommend one that Heidi recommended to me, and it was out last year.
Okay.
I think Tommy Lee Jones.
This is what people want to know, though. It's like, hey, you want to go to a party? Well, who's going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't ask me who's going to be there. Just go.
Well,
I'm asking who's going to be there because I want to know what type of party it's going to be.
Okay.
Is it a theme party? What kind of party is it?
No, it's okay to tell them.
What should I wear?
No.
But in that analogy, it's saying, and at the party, someone's going to say this, and someone's going to show up an hour in, and then someone's going to put a lampshade on their head. And I mean, they tell you what's going to happen at the party.
Yeah, but it's okay to say who's in the movie, but just not who's going to be at the party, but that's not saying what's going on.
And that's what I'm saying when you're asking somebody about the party. Like, oh, this is this person's party. There's going to be this. There's going to be this. There's going to be a band. What kind of band? Country band? Well, now you know what the party's going to be. Instead, you don't know what the party's going to be. Just go.
Well, it's horrible to show up in a tuxedo.
Oh, my God, it's a toga party, and I was in a tuxedo.
We'll see.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
That's why you have to have a preview.
Yeah, but the preview, yes, but not synopsis. That movie, classic movie, Field of Dreams from 1989.
Right.
I'm going to ruin it. If you haven't seen it already,
turn off
the
radio.
You've had 20 years to see it.
God.
You pick up the box, you turn it around, and it spoils the whole movie. They tell you what happens in the end.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. They tell you the whole plot.
I think it's safe.
Now, I still can't force myself to ruin a good movie.
Right.
If you didn't know what the movie was about, because if something was out 20 years ago, there's a whole new generation now that wasn't alive in 1989 when the movie came
probably
out.
Held
and they
up.
Pick it up and they turn the box around. If they read that descriptive paragraph, the entire weepy moment at the end, the entire movie as it unfolds is ruined because they tell you in about 120 words the whole film. So it would be a bad movie to that
that's
person. They'd watch it and they go, eh, no big deal.
But you can't go to the movies and not see a trailer for a movie that you want to see later.
That doesn't irritate me as much as I've just rented Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. I want to sit down, pop it in, and it starts. I don't care about the six movies that, hey, you might also like. No! Skip, 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 skip until I get to that main menu. Play movie? Select scene. Play movie? Yeah, it's
sometimes
the whole point.
They don't let you skip that stuff.
I know. They get the little no. No.
Because I knew you were going to try it.
Well, yes. I'm here to watch this movie. I don't give a damn about
the
six
old
others.
The movie I saw was Yes Man. But I heard that Valkyrie was pretty good.
Really?
You did. I heard there were points of laughter.
Well, I heard that too, and I asked the person who said it was good. I'm like, was there points where people were laughing and there shouldn't have been laughter? I'm like, no, not at all. Can't see where that would possibly happen.
But it is weird that he didn't even try to do a German accent. He's just Tom Cruise talking like Tom Cruise, but you're a German soldier in Germany?
Well, if you can't do it, don't bother trying.
But don't do the role. How about you don't have it if you were an up-and-comer? You were like, go ahead, you're going to audition for it.
Why wear the eye patch if both eyes work?
Well, no. If that's my character, but I'm saying if you're going to go in and audition, I'm assuming if I'm going to play the role of a German soldier and I'm going to be in this movie called Valkyrie and I'm going into audition. No.
But how do you know he doesn't do the German accent?
I've seen the trailer. He's talking like Tom Cruise, like he's freaking flying a plane.
The Hunt for Red October, all the Russians speak in perfect English.
Well, there was an explanation
right?
Well,
they do zoom in on the mouth, and then it changes from Russian to whatever.
Right.
Never mind.
But, so maybe they do that in Valkyrie, too. But I'm assuming if I go into a casting director and I'm auditioning for this movie called Valkyrie, I'm going to go in and go, I may not get the role.
Casting Hogan's Heroes.
I may not clink. I may not get the job, but by God, I'm going to go in.
Hogan.
I'm going to at least do a German accent, and if I couldn't do a good German accent, I would expect them to go, No, you're not our girl.
Don't go. I'm not telling you to go.
No, I'll probably see it.
Here's the movie I'm telling you to go see, because I heard great things about this. I'm going to go see it.
Okay.
Best movie out right now, Gran Torino.
Oh,
please, what I heard is the best movie that you'll see, that you have seen in a long time. Clint Eastwood, best actor.
Well, I love him anyway.
I know nothing about the movie, but I've seen the critics' reviews saying what Frank just said. So, it must be good.
I love him anyway, so.
Oh.
All right, is that our movie segment?
No, because I was going to say earlier, this is a movie that was out last year, but it's out, and you can get on DVD now.
Oh.
Heidi recommended this to me, and it's probably the greatest film of the last year, in my opinion. Tommy Lee Jones was nominated for an Oscar for last year, In the Valley of Ella.
Ela.
In the Valley of Ela.
You've seen it a couple times.
Yeah,
Ela.
Bought it.
Yeah,
get it.
You bought it? You don't know the name of it?
It's irrelevant whether or not I know how to say the name of it.
E-L-A-H.
Yeah, you try E-L-A-H. Ready, go.
Ela.
Elijah.
In the Valley of Ela. It's a really good movie.
Get it. Watch it. Own it.
I've seen it a couple times, too, just because you want to see it again to sort of go, okay, stuff you missed.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then, back to the subject of previews for a second. Hello, TV producers. If you have a show like Lost that's coming back, I think, on the 22nd or the 29th, in about 3 weeks, Lost fans, Lost Returns, or a show like 24, shows like that, if you watch Lost or you watch 24, you have a built-in audience that's going to watch every week because it's a serial story that continues. We never miss an episode, us fans.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need previews of the next week.
Then why watch them? It's up to you. Turn off, get up, Frank, and go bathroom.
Because a show like Lost or 24 takes you to a very suspenseful point, and they stop right there. And you want to watch next week and see what happens. If you watch the previews, God help you, you know what happens. They show you what happens. They show you this guy doesn't die. They show you this guy escapes from blah, blah, blah. They show you the monster doesn't kill so-and-so. Don't show me.
But you
me
don't
next
know how they got there.
But I don't even want to know that.
It's about the journey.
There's no. They don't need the preview. We're going to be watching anyway. Stop.
Maybe you shouldn't get that converter box. Maybe you should just sit at home and not watch anything.
Carlos, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, Goose, Hideous, and Bone. Happy New Year.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, I just want to call in, three things. First off, Heidi, don't lose any weight, baby. 140, I will still toss you up, girl.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll get down to that, and then you can
toss
me up.
He'll get it ready, but he'll toss you up.
Frank, hey, please. Don't change your voice, man. Your voice does not get better as it gets better. You just sound more like a jerk with your professional voice, man. You sound great like that.
My what?
With your professional voice, you sound like a jerk.
Which one is that? I'm confused. This one?
The one? No. Right now, you sound perfect. You okay. Sound great right now. Don't fix it.
No, this is fixed. The old one was...
No. You know, right now, you're still sounding kind of sick, so you still sound, like the... Like the original non-jerkish Frank.
What is he exactly telling you to do? He's had the surgery.
You're fine, you're fine.
The tone of my voice makes me a jerk. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And Frosty, you're still gay.
I'm not.
Nothing's changed.
At least I don't think Anna. I told him.
You sure did.
Trina.
Hey, Trina.
Hey, how you doing, Heidi?
Good.
Just wanted to wish you guys a happy new year, and want to let you know that I totally agree with you on Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. Crazy movie.
Isn't that so good? It is so funny. Yeah. It's like, you think that when it came out, like, I don't remember hearing a big buzz about it or people going to the movie to see it, and I just stumble upon it. I'm going, how did this movie not do better?
No, seriously. I mean, I think if they would have cast Philip Seymour Hoffman's name around a little more and Ethan Hawke, well, I would have gone to see it.
Hmm.
But yeah. I just didn't hear about it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's a great actor. Like, you just believe. It just little nuances that he does, just little, he's so good.
Mm-hmm. Not on the story you have, Frosty, but there was somebody shot at the movie theater.
What?
Oh, yeah.
All this talk about movies and never crossed your mind that you had a story about somebody. All I have is somebody shot at a movie theater.
Forgot about that. Yeah, we were in the very top of my stack out of range.
Spilled my corn.
Happened in Philadelphia. I saw this, I think it was December 27th was when it happened. A man was enraged by a noisy family sitting near him in a movie theater on Christmas night. He went out. Now, this.
You always said no one goes to the movie on Christmas.
That's.
I said, yeah, they do.
There's openings on Christmas.
That's what people do after we open presents and after we have lunch or whatever we're doing. They're like, hey, well, we hit like 4 o'clock movie.
Why open?
Really?
There was how many openings? I mean, I can't remember what movies opened on Christmas Day.
Did Valkyrie open?
Grand Reno, I think, opened Christmas Day.
I can understand people who don't celebrate Christmas would go to the movies. But people who do celebrate Christmas, I mean,
after you're done opening gifts, what else is there to do when the family's in town?
That's when you have the meal and you sing the songs.
The meal. Okay, I understand.
The moments.
Sing the songs.
Coffee and grandma's apple pie. Family time.
You don't sing any songs at your house.
These Christmas songs.
If that's what's going on, I'm going to head off to the movie, guys.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. What are you guys doing? You're making coffee.
Christmas
and
is the one night you don't go to movies. You don't sit in front of the Xbox.
Let's sing Grandma's Apple Pie song.
I'm heading to see Gran Torino.
Tickets. I went on movie.
I guess my family's just old school and particularly wholesome. But Christmas is a time when you spend with the family in the house.
And you guys sing every time? You carol?
We gather on the piano, and usually Mom will play the organ. I'll play the piano sometimes, or we switch, and we sing.
I bet you do.
You know. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are sad. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Because I ain't been nothing but bad.
Grab a coat.
Hey! Stuff like that. You don't have wonderful
moments.
That's
so bad. Like, there you go. Well, what time is what movie is showing? Like, who cares? What will show and whatever's playing, we'll see. It's
Tell Despero, I'm there. Because I'm Despero right now to get the hell out of here.
Did you see that thing? Ears?
Most movies have sex scenes and language.
Mm-hmm.
What's Christmas Eve, Christmas night, you don't go to a movie and there's sex.
Well,
and
the great Lord gave you your sex organs. You should appreciate them.
Yeah. Anyway. So this guy went to a movie house in Philadelphia, and there was a family, an entire family, sitting next to him, going out for the movies on Christmas night.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the movie was, by the way?
Hint,
Brad Pitt.
Was it?
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Apparently the family was noisy. Now that bothers me. Already I'm on the guy's side. If you go to see a movie, shut the hell up. A little bouncing movie reel told you to shush earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people around you, like me, who paid money to see the movie.
Don't ruin the movie by creating your own soundtrack.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that baby starts crying and that surround sound where they do that whole thing.
You look around.
I always look. I'm like, where is that kid? Oh, it's that part. They're telling us to be quiet.
I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people can be so inconsiderate when you know people can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if you don't know people can, but you know everyone's being quiet in a theater. By definition, you're supposed to be quiet. It's like a library. You know you're not supposed to make noise.
Right.
You can't plead ignorance. So you go in there, and you talk, and you open your damn noisy as hell things, and you smack, and you chew, and you answer your phone, and you're talking.
But sometimes it can make a moment in the movie great. For example, I was watching Yes Man, and it was a part where there wasn't a lot of noise going on, and Jim Carrey was asked by this woman, "So what are you saying?" Dramatic pause, and one guy, lone guy in the theater, "No." And everyone started dying laughing.
Oh. Well, that's not really what the director had in mind, is it?
But everyone enjoyed his interjection.
Right.
I wouldn't have.
It kind of fit.
No, but not really. It's not the script.
That's what he was thinking.
But how would you like to be the director sitting in the back row to watch your masterpiece you've slaved away at for half your life and him some idiots putting lines in your movie?
It was one word.
I'd go up and strangle you.
No. And the place erupted with laughter.
No one said shut up.
He got the biggest laugh.
Right.
In the entire movie.
So telling about the movie.
That wasn't that bad. I'm sorry.
Maybe it's a screenwriter who knows the line should have been in there, and he goes to every showing and he says the line.
Yeah. See, I told you people would get a laugh. I told you.
See, the weird thing, if you see the poster for Yes Man, there's the typical Jim Carrey stance with his arms wide and he's looking at like, ta-da!
Yeah, he's always like that.
Has nothing to do with the movie.
Really?
Really?
I mean, his character in the movie is not really, ta-da. Huh.
Well, I find that odd because I thought the picture was, it's Jim Carrey being Jim Carrey again.
That's why you wouldn't go see it. He said, right. I'm not going to see that. It's just him doing Jim Carrey.
Well, I'll digress from my theater story for a second to ask this. Why do they feel the need to put the photo of the star on the poster if they look like that and everything? For example, the Will Smith movie. The Marisa Will Smith.
Pounds. 6, 7 pounds. Yeah. 2 pounds, 7 pounds.
It's just his face. There he is.
I don't know.
He's just in a suit.
Right.
It's one thing if he's playing a character, if he's in like an Irish leprechaun outfit or something.
Now that.
Or he's a coal miner.
I would like to see.
He's in character outfit. But if it's just you.
It's Will Smith as an Irish leprechaun. And they, somebody would go, we're going to do it. We're going to buy it. We're going to pay him $20 million.
So this guy went to the movie on Christmas night, and he didn't like the sound the entire family was making on Christmas night. What kind of spoiled brats are those? You go out Christmas night with your mom, your dad, the whole family's there. Isn't this sort of a thing where you teach your kids, hey,
why is a kid going to see The Curious Case of Benjamin Button? Is that really a kid's movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I'm sure. It's
I think it might be, actually.
So what happened?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
This guy got mad about the noise.
Yeah, I know that part.
Told him to pipe down. They wouldn't. He then threw popcorn at one of them. The kid, actually.
Ooh.
They got noisier. So he pulled out his gun.
Was it assaulted?
You'll just what? You'll just what?
Heidi, you want another vacation, do you? What's your language?
Whoopsie. Thought I was in my living room.
Were you going to say shouldn't talk? And
yeah.
You left out the
I was going to say shouldn't, and then I was going to say sit here. I was going to say sit here right. And shut up, but it came out horribly.
The transcript,
different.
It would look very dirty. Thank you for editing that.
Sorry.
The guy didn't like the noise the family's making, told him shush, they wouldn't, threw popcorn at him, they still wouldn't shut up, they got noisier, so he pulled out his gun and shot the dad in the arm.
Uh-huh.
Why he went to the theater with a gun?
Well, that makes things nice and quiet now, doesn't it?
Of course, he's arrested and charged with attempted murder.
Do you wait for a time when they pull a gun on the screen
right.
And try to time the shot so people think that it was this great THX?
Well, this theater really is great.
I wonder if the guy thought everyone would be cool with what he did. I took care of that.
Yeah, they were annoying me, too. Way to go, pal.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Stay right with Tom Likas to drive you home this afternoon. Of course, between Tom and us is an hour of Danny Bonaducci. That comes up in about, 35 minutes. We're back from vacation. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1 FM Talk.
He mentioned popcorn right before the break, right?
So is it?
I have the movie theater and the popcorn. The guy assaulted the guy with popcorn.
Yes.
Well, I saw a video.
He shot the guy in the arm.
He shot, but
there was popcorn in the story. There was flying popcorn.
He threw popcorn at him.
The popcorn wasn't the big part of the story.
True. It was
a
daggone segue.
Tangent, but it was in the story.
I saw this scene that they did a dumb criminal.
It really could have been left out of the story completely. It had nothing to do with whatever happened.
It was very relevant that there was popcorn thrown.
I saw a video, a dumb criminal video, while I was on vacation. And then, sure enough, when I was doing a little show prep this morning, I came across the actual story. It reminded me of it. And they had video. This happened in California. And he burglarized a food stop store, like a 7-Eleven. And the guy, he left. And so the police show up to investigate the crime. The burglary. And sure enough, they're in the store and they're looking around and they're trying to figure it all out. So one of the officers comes out and he sees there's a trail of popcorn from the 7-Eleven door all the way through the parking lot across this like little parking area.
A sloppy eater.
Yeah, across like a lawn, and then it led to an apartment complex. It was right. And so they go to the, and it led right to the door. And they break in the door. Police open up, and sure enough, they find the guy in there. He's got the stuff.
How do you spill that much?
I don't know.
And it was one kernel in a trail?
It was,
a popped kernel, like a trail?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, it was like clearly he was...
See, I'd leave a fake trail
I don't know
to someone else's apartment.
I don't know if the bag had a hole in it or what, but, but California police say a food stop store was robbed. It was New Year's Day, and then he took several food items, clearly. Popcorn was one of them, and cash from the cash register. When officers knocked on the door, they noticed the popcorn kernels outside and inside the apartment where the other stolen property was also found. The guy's name, he's 21 years old. The guy's name is Tyree Brown, but his friends call him Hansel.
We call you stupid.
True. True story, though. And I saw the video.
Really?
It's so ridiculous.
Oh,
it's like,
funny.
You see the dum-dum.
Of all the things to risk prison for, what'd you steal for? What'd you in for? I stole popcorn.
Popcorn and some cash.
I can think top that with a stupid criminal story.
Okay.
It says, police get calls about drunk drivers all the time, but rarely do they come from the alleged offender. Yes, a 17-year-old girl in Bismarck, North Dakota, she called 911 on herself to report that she was driving under the influence.
She was that drunk?
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, when you're drunk, you seem like, that's a good idea.
Yes, the girl failed a sobriety test and was arrested for failing to have control of her vehicle while intoxicated. Her keys were in her purse and she was parked. She did tell us that she had been driving around for hours.
Oh.
She told us her life was spiraling out of control at 17.
Hmm.
And she has spent the majority of time drinking over the past 2 weeks. Damn, she called me.
Was arrested. What's her name? Genesee Inn?
Her name is not disclosed because she's a minor.
She's only 17. That girl's, she's going to be on the pole in a year.
You think so? Yeah.
It's kind of sad. She just wanted someone to talk to.
Strippers from Bismarck. They're always the hottest. more gunfire stories, Frosty. I want to be at one of these parties where police arrested 13 people on suspicion of firing guns into the air at midnight on New Year's Eve.
Oh, idiots.
Officers seized 23 guns as part of an ongoing campaign to stop celebratory gunfire. There's a campaign for that?
Should be. Those bullets come down, you know.
But, I mean, I didn't realize it was such a problem that there's a campaign to stop celebratory gunfire.
Does it happen that often?
But I still want to be one of those parties where it's like, that's great news. And everyone pulls out a gun and just in the air.
Maybe if you're aiming towards the ocean or something.
Yeah, I've never understood that. You're shooting it in the air.
Well, what are the chances it's going to come right back down and hit me?
I don't know. Well, if yours, maybe yours hits
someone
me.
Else. Well, yeah. Screw that. It's not going to hit me.
Yeah, you're probably fine.
I'm happy.
Wow. Yeah, I don't get
that. You see these pictures in the Middle East to do their lives. Like Saddam Hussein would come up with a crowd of a million people on his feet. Mm-hmm. They'd fire in the air. Didn't he kill like 8 people when those bullets came down in the middle of the crowd?
He did. I mean, they've got to go somewhere.
It's going to hurt.
No, Allah catches those bullets.
Yes. And turns them into virgins. And they're waiting for you after.
And he uses those to bedazzle his jeans.
Allah Bonaducci.
A tragic story from Twin Falls, Idaho. Happened December 30th, and we were away. Maybe you heard about this. A dad was out there driving around with his two kids, age 11 and, God, what was the other one? 11 and 12. 11 and 12. 11-year-old girl, 12-year-old boy. The guy's driving around. There's another adult in the car as well. And their truck got caught in the snow. Now, he was driving the kids to their mother's house. They didn't live together.
Mm-hmm. Like a visitation thing.
Right. And it was about a 10 to 12-mile trip, so about a couple miles in, the truck got stuck in the snow. Now, what would you do? Would you send the kids on?
I'd make them push.
Right.
They probably tried that.
My dad would have said, get out and push,
well,
boy.
I've pushed many times. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know how far they had traveled. I said 2 miles, and I just made that up.
Why did you do that?
I don't, because I saw a number 2, and I'd never forget it.
You just saw number 2?
I saw number 2 and threw it in. It doesn't belong there.
Oh, you sure did.
You're full of number 2.
They found the girl 2 miles from, anyway, forget the 2.
I don't know what to believe
the
anymore.
The 2 appears later in the story.
Is there popcorn in the story? Because the 2, the popcorn,
there's
nothing matters.
There's going to be gunfire in a minute.
Are you suggesting 2s migrate?
Yeah, in the air, starting from under your chin.
But nothing celebratory.
You know, it's a common fact that 2s at the end of the story have a habit of sneaking earlier. They sneak into the first part of the story if they can. Very crafty, those 2s.
Those attention whores.
So forget the 2.
All right.
Doesn't exist.
I've forgotten the whole thing.
Oh, I wish I could. So here's dad of the year. Truck is stuck. It's snowing. I also said it happened December 30th. That's when it made the news. Why? It actually happened on Christmas Day.
All your stories on Christmas Day.
30s sneak right up to the front. 2s, they sort of weasel their way in. 30s, they just go for it. Christmas Day, the 25th. Now, those 25s. So the truck, you know what happened. The truck had stuck. So the dad said, well...
And it's snowing, I hear.
Yes, and it was deep snow, and it was cold. But they were about 10 miles away from where they were intending to go, the other house.
Mm-hmm.
He says, kids, why don't you go ahead and walk to your mom's house? Okay, Christmas
mm-hmm.
Day. Well, bad idea. Didn't make it. Girl's dead.
Both of them?
No.
Oh.
She's dead. The brother's okay. They found her frozen, stiff body 2 miles away. See, that's where the 2 comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 2.7 miles away.
Mm.
The dad, after freeing the truck, now keep in mind, he sent the kids ahead. Go ahead and walk. It's only 10 miles to go to your mom's house. Stay on the road or where you think the road is under the snow banks. Well, go ahead and walk to mom's house. Now, he frees his truck eventually. Do you think he tried to follow them? No. He turned around and went home.
The other way, yeah. How about, hey, kids, stay in the warm cab of the truck. I'm going to call mom and say...
He just dumped him out there in the freezing.
Yeah, I got a feeling, too.
I don't know. He was stuck. I saw him on the news. He was totally despondent.
Well, are you going to act like that if you killed your kids?
even the mom is
forgiving. Why would you send the kids in the blizzard to walk 10 miles? Why don't you go get in the truck? I'll call your mom, say my car broke down.
Yeah, we'll leave the car
on.
I'll go walk and get
help. Or,
well, he was saying now he's trying to babble an excuse.
Nah,
he thought the mom was going to pick him up halfway there.
Why did he call the mom?
She says now he never even called me.
Well, see. Fishy.
He killed him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
He was sick of being a dad.
She says, if you were her, would you be kind of pissed?
Oh, I'd be in jail for murdering him.
Here's a quote from her. I don't need to sit and yell. I know he's going through hell right now. She doesn't understand why he did it, but she's not mad at him.
Well, she's a poet.
Didn't know it. Mm.
But the poor ratings show it.
She should wear a Hallmark. With you.
Alex, hello.
Hello, Fosse's. Hey, Fosse, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, except for this segment.
Hey, guess what happened to me like 2 years ago?
What?
Well, me and my brother-in-law got together for New Year's Eve. And in the middle of the night, well, he decides to bring out his gun and lets it off in the air.
And?
So we're around there like, he let off like 30 rounds.
Were you in East LA? I mean, you were in the city?
Yeah. No, in the Eastern, yeah, in the projects.
But, why didn't you stop him between bullet 2 and 30?
Well, because he has a gun.
Yeah, you're going to try to stop a guy with a gun?
What if he got off 30 rounds and you didn't at least say, point to the ground, shoot a tree, don't shoot in the air, 30
point
times?
Point to the ground.
Well, he wasn't
shoot at the tree, miss the tree, hit a kid.
At a yard in front of our house that was had nothing. It was a dead end.
So did any of the bullets come down and hit you?
No, it didn't. So, like I was saying, 5 minutes passed by, and then the whole SWAT team decided to show up to our house.
Well, yeah.
They still got everybody inside the house, and they conked stuff. They made it look like criminals and everything.
Well, you were. You were shooting your gun 30 times.
And you're in the project in East L.A.
Well, you know, stuff happens.
But it was a great story, Alex, regardless.
Yeah.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Mm-mm.
That just sounds like fun to me. That'd be exciting. Everyone's got a gun and just blowing in the air.
Well, do it next time you're out in the desert or you're out camping somewhere. Everybody take their gun and
unload.
It's exciting if you're on the trigger end of it.
Well, yeah, everyone's got a gun. We're all on the trigger end of it.
But there's other people out there, too, that live that don't want bullets raining on top of their head.
Well, that's why you got to do it when you're out in the middle of, you know, your
camping. You don't know who's out there, Heidi. That bullet can go pretty far here.
But you've been out in the desert where you're like, there's nobody around. It's scary.
There might be someone there.
There's
hunters.
Nobody.
Hobos.
What the hell are hunters and hobos doing in the desert?
Unabomber. You don't know who's up.
I'm fine with killing him if I... Whoops, butter trigger.
Nameless horses.
Oh, boy.
Give yourself a gold star for that thing. Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys. Well, I just wanted to give you guys a quick physics review. I hate to be that douchebag who knows everything, but terminal velocity, you know what that is, right?
Something goes really fast.
Yeah, terminal velocity is the maximum
something
falling
can go.
Speed of any object. Like,
my words.
if you drop a pebble off a 3-story building, it's not going to move any faster than a bullet.
Your point is,
A bullet can't hurt anyone if you shoot it up into the air. By the time it falls back down, it's moving at like a 15th of the speed it was moving.
It's
out
not
of
going
barrel.
Bullet
no,
speed.
No, but it's still a bullet.
It's not going bullet speed.
It could be a rubber balloon and it's falling just as fast as that.
Okay, so if I bonk you on the head with a if I shoot my gun half a mile away, whatever, and the bullet goes up, arcs, reaches its apogee, and comes back down,
and then I say, "Ow!"
And it hits you on top of the head. It's going to do damage to your noggin.
But I'm going to go, "Hey, what the hell just
hit
me in
the head?" Maybe a bump.
It's not like a butterfly brushing you with its wing. You could lose an eye.
But
well,
he's saying
it's not falling any faster than anything.
But it's still
else.
A bullet, still pointy.
No, but not by the time it hits you, though. It loses it. It's only pointy when you put it in. Once you stick it, once it goes.
What
it
are we talking about?
Once you shoot it, it becomes like a square tip.
Heidi, if I would,
do you not watch CSI and watch the ballistics review?
Let's go to the big skyscraper downtown. The one with the crown on the top, the big round thing, that building.
Yeah.
That one, the bank.
Sure.
Go up there. No, don't go up there. I'm saying this is to prove my point. If you did this, you'd be arrested because you could kill someone.
Let's go back to Heidi's square bullets.
Yeah.
Because we understand what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Nobody cares. You said that a bullet comes out square?
Well, no, not square. But when they, after the bullet, okay, you know when you're putting a fresh little gold.
Yeah. That's
gold
the jacket.
Bullet, yeah.
Coppery.
In the
then the tip is the bullet.
Right, and then you shoot that, and the casing falls.
Yeah.
Boom, that's gone. Usually when they find the bullet, well, I guess if it doesn't hit something, maybe the impact, whatever it's hitting, but usually when they find something, it's in somebody.
They're digging it out of somebody.
Yeah, they're digging it out of somebody, so it's like flattened or it's circular,
it's square. If it doesn't
hit anything,
it's got the little bullet shape.
So except the one who went through Kennedy and Connolly, it was pristine.
So you were saying?
If you drop a bullet, just reach over the edge, 65 stories up, and drop a bullet onto the sidewalk below. If that hits someone on the head, it will kill them.
No, no, it's going to hurt.
It will kill them. It could go through their head.
A nasty bump.
It's lethal.
No.
And that's why they would arrest you for doing that.
No.
What would they arrest you with?
Murder? Moida?
I don't think it's going to kill you.
Of course it would.
But you can't throw a bullet at somebody. And
dropping a rock, a bullet sized anything, a bullet has got a little bit of weight to it.
A pebble. It's a pebble.
You could kill someone with a pebble. It's been done.
If I drop a pebble off a building, I could kill you with
it. Hit you in the
it's going to hurt.
Yeah, you're going to go, ow, goddamn.
Like, what the?
But there's a huge difference between a pebble and a bullet, isn't there?
That bird needs some stool softener. That's what you're going to think.
You could have soldiers in the Gaza Strip just throwing handfuls of bullets at each other. If they hit you in the head or the eye, it's going to hurt.
But it won't kill you. He said fatal.
Well, that's from the top of a building. Mm. Or shooting it up into the air and letting it come down 2,000 feet onto your nose.
Well, that guy did make a great point with terminal velocity. I wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah.
It can only
go up
by the time it comes.
And stop. And then fall back down.
It doesn't go up and stop. It arcs. There's no stopping. It's not like a cartoon.
It's going to go up. Reach that point of a height. The highest point it's ever going to go, it's going to fall back down.
Right. Then
so
it's
it goes
fall
up and fall back down.
Yes, like a little tiny meteor 2,000 feet above onto your head. It could really, really kill you.
Let's try it.
Right now.
Go outside. We'll all shoot guns in the air, and you just run around. Hopefully get hit by one.
Experiment I'm not going to be involved
in. Hey, look, Mythbusters tested this. Brian on line three.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, Frosty, you're an idiot.
What?
It was on Mythbusters. It can't hurt anybody.
What?
What did they do exactly, Brian?
The same thing the other guy. Well, they shot it up in the Death Valley or wherever it was, and they went and found it in the dirt, in the soil. It didn't penetrate the dirt more than a quarter inch. It can't hurt anybody.
So it just sting like a bitch?
It wouldn't even hurt.
Not even. Brian, if it didn't even go a quarter of an inch into the dirt.
The dirt has a different consistency than a human flesh head, an eyeball.
Yeah, skull.
You walk around looking up.
You're looking up. Oh, what is that up there? The bullet go in your eye more than a quarter of an inch.
How often do you really look up?
God, you're an idiot and you're fat. It can't hurt anybody. They did it. They tested it.
There's a difference between skin and ground. Even I know that.
It can't hurt
He's
anybody.
He's an idiot.
You go to the
Hello, we're on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
FM Talk.
Danny Bonaducci in a few minutes, top of the hour. Tom Like is at 3 Pacific time. Meantime, us back in vacation. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Thanks for all your calls today, everyone. Good to talk to you as we return to our
normal
schedule.
Good to be back.
It is good to be back.
It is kind of, isn't it?
Kind of.
I missed you guys.
I missed all of you.
Did you really?
I did.
I don't think you did. I wanted to call, but I thought, nah, I'll just wait. Well, I did call Frank one day, and his daughter answered the phone. And this is weird, because when I called you, I had no idea, you know, anything was going on with your throat. I mean,
yeah,
it
was going to be a surprise for you both.
That you had throat surgery.
To see if we noticed. Like, hey, you sound better, right?
Well.
Okay. When I called, and I go, hi, Cassidy, it's Heidi. Is your daddy home? She's like, well, yes, but he cannot talk to you. And I went, okay, can you just tell him I called? Well, because he had surgery, and he had a nodule. They think that something in his neck burst, and then it healed, but it didn't heal right. And so then he got nodules.
She does talk like Van Camp, doesn't she?
And so anyway, he can't talk. And I go, wow, okay, well. Just tell him I called. And then my head was like, oh, my God, he had surgery and nodules? And I couldn't find out anything. She's 11. I'm like, well, now, is everything okay? I'm like, oh, forget it. I'll just talk to him when I talk to him.
Yeah, I was sitting right there on the couch when she answered the phone.
Okay.
And she's like, I wrote down on my dry erase board, who was that? She goes, that was Heidi.
Well, thanks for telling me. I ruined my whole thing about the blank in the boat. But go to your room, stupid.
That's my guy raised board voice.
Voice. Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, at one point, I mean, that was such a pain in the ass because I had this dry erase board carrying it around with me and writing everything down that I just sectioned off one corner and wrote, who gives a S?
Right, so that you could just point.
Pretty much that was my answer for a lot of things after a while. Like, hey, Dad, who gave you a S?
Dad, we're out of milk.
Who gives a S? Read the board. Upper corner.
Oh, that's smart. Just about four or five different stock answers or comments, and you don't.
And one thing I noticed when I was at the mall doing my Christmas shopping with no voice, I couldn't talk to anybody, that the ladies love the guy, the handicapped guy with no voice. The flirting, the help I was getting, because I couldn't say a word, and women love to be with a guy that they can just do all the talking.
There's no
chance of me yelling at them or doing anything or even talking about myself. So women were just all over it when they figured out I couldn't say anything.
Well, but you always said the perfect woman is one who has no voice and no teeth.
No teeth.
Well, in this case, I was the perfect man. I mean, women were all really loving
and a flat
the fact that I had no voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes total sense. How did Farty handle her? Was she in town? Was she not in town? Did she go back?
No, she was in town.
Oh.
She was there handling those debates.
So that's who you're pointing. Who gives? Who
oh, yeah. I think she was the motivation behind the who gives it ass corner of the dry erase board. But there's nothing like, you know, getting into an argument, you know. And your pointing's like, you want to dig a ditch? No, it's a bee.
What about the truck? What?
Yeah. And then they can't read, you know, you're writing.
But,
you like
what?
Lucy the chimpanzee pointing to signs.
Yeah, I'm mouthing words, and you're talking too fast. You're looking at my eyes. Look at my lips. You're reading lips, not eyelashes.
You poor thing.
What an interesting challenge for all of you for the rest of the day. To go through the day without speaking from now till sundown.
Let's start now.
And Frank did this for two.
You lose.
Well, I'm...
You suck at that game.
I'll start in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Because believe me, I have no one to talk to anyway as soon as I leave this room.
I guess it is about 30 seconds to go.
Anyway, I'm glad you're fine.
Yes, yeah, so I'm probably going to go home and do the whole rest of the voice again until tomorrow.
Is there anything that the doctor gave you, like, okay, now you take this? Well, because there's nothing. I mean, you can't drink tea. It doesn't do anything with your vocal.
Steroids. But, a thing of steroids and then...
So you are on medication then?
Not anymore.
Okay.
That makes
and
you
then an antibiotic.
To fight infection, okay.
And then some stool softener.
Just cause.
Would you like a Paul's mentholiptus lozenge?
That's for sore throat. This has nothing really to do with that.
No. And he chews them like candy, so it doesn't help his
delicious. Yeah, how many calories are in those?
It's delicious. These honey lemon things?
Yeah, full of sugar. He's eating almost a whole bag, but he's dieting.
Even when I'm not coughing, I have these. They're delicious.
Are those diet halls?
No, they're regular. They're full of sugar.
Cough light?
Delicious.
Oh. Good to be back.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another couple weeks off, so we'll talk to you after our next vacation.
Yeah, we need one now.
We're exhausted after today's show. I'll stick around for Danny next and Tom at 3.
And the sorry list.
Oh, sorry list coming up next. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, man, this is Tommy Chong. And over the years, I've had my fair share of Acapulco Gold and Panama Red and the Purple Kush. But I gotta tell you, there's not enough weed in the world that can make me stomach that Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. So for harshing my mellow and making me look back at prison wistfully, these three buzz killers will now apologize.
I apologize to Anne Frank, Mary Madeline, and P. Diddy.
The Italian's family, 90-year-old women, and mall teeth whitening kiosks.
The Deaf, Ed Hardy, and R2-D2.
Big Lots, the Aplopolip family, and Pizza Hut.
Nuts, Fudge, Gays, and Stonehenge.
Muslims, Volcanoes, Bonnie Raitt, and Chinese massage therapists.
Santa Ana, Lawrence Fishburne, and Clay Aiken.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, Ethan Hawke, and Marissa Tomei.
Black comedians, my mother, the Narnians, and the poor.
Peggy Fleming and Coach Class Flyers.
7-Eleven, Popcorn Thieves, and guys named Hansel.
Grover Cleveland, Elephants, Owls, and Gertrude Baines.
Huh?
Frank Lloyd Wright and 8B.
CSI and ballistics experts.
Grandma Palin, Michael Flatley, Bismarck, North Dakota, and nameless homeless horses. Yes, you really have to listen to the whole show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1 and Mantle.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frost, Danny, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.